Well, let's start with this, George. So many millions listening to you right now are probably saying, okay, what happened to him? What did he go through? We'll start with that. Talk about some of these experiences. What happened?
Yeah, thanks, George. Well, it goes back right back as far as I can remember to the age of five or five and a half, and that's when I first had my the furthest memory that goes back with the extraterrestrial beings taking me from my bed at night. And really, I knew it was going on before then, but that's as far back as my memory goes. So it's always been a part of my life, George. It's never something that happened later on in life. And I was having trouble staying awake at school because I'd be going up in craft at night, and then I'd have to sit through a boring science class during the day. And, you know, it was a struggle and to walk between the worlds, but I couldn't tell anyone. Every time I actually attempted just to share anything with anybody, it was very, you know, you lose friends very quickly over these types of issues.
The first time it happened to you, the first time that you can remember that it happened to you, did you think you were just dreaming?
No, definitely not dreaming. It was a very real experience, actually. Even the bed sheets on my bed went missing as well, and I was paralyzed on the bed for an hour, and I was so cold. I was only a 5-year-old child, and I was so cold, and I was just paralyzed with fear and with the energy that they used to paralyze you with. And I finally got myself out of an almost rigor mortis type state, and then got able to stumble towards my mum's bedroom. But I stood there frozen with fear again, because I had like an energetic pattern that was, they work on your will, George, and I wanted to wake my mother up, but my will was overcome by them, so I was just standing there in front of her frozen, and I couldn't actually bring myself to wake her up.
Were you the only one in the family that this was happening to, or was it happening to other members?
I know it's happened to other members, but there's no way they're going to admit it. They are, the fear for them is just too great. And you can see it. It's like they're suffering post-trauma, because I've been through it throughout my life, and they are dealing with that as well. But they're dealing it in a different way with the way I've dealt with it.
We've got a friend in this country. He's a doctor who removes implants from people, and he believes that they are planted by ETs, extraterrestrials. Have you ever had any problems like that, or any kind of device implanted in you?
Oh, sure, plenty. I've still got some now, but you see, there's also energetic implants that they can implant, ones that you can't see, touch, or feel. You get to feel that they're there, okay, I'll go that far, and you get like an understanding and a knowing that there's something there, but you can't really measure it. There might be some technology available on the planet now that can measure these things, but, you know, George, I had one cut out too, and then the day after I sat there and I'm like, you know, that was a bit of a silly move, because all they can do now is just pick me up and put another one in. So you get to the point, George, where you realize that the only thing you've got left is your inner light and consciousness. And it got to the point where I started focusing on that. And I know that doesn't matter what they put in me, and that includes the shadow government. I've been manipulated by the shadow government and the ETs, because they collaborate behind the scenes, by the way. And, you know, these implants, the only way you're really going to overcome them is to overcome them with your own spirit, with your own essence.
It sounds like this ET contact was not a very good one, was not a very benevolent one. Is that right, or was that mixed?
The particular ones we just discussed were of an unsavory nature. I'll say malevolent, but I've had some really beautiful experiences as well. So this is not all about fear and negativity, actually. You know, the greater experiences in life that I've had has brought about this re-remembering of what life here on this planet is all about, and that has just been so magnificent in my life, and the amount of people around the world that are now you know, connecting and resonating with that remembrance really is just astonishing. I must say, George, it's astonishing.
The types of ETs that aren't the friendly ones, what do they look like?
All sorts. If there is no difference between the good ones and the bad ones in physical appearance.
So they could be the typical alien greys, the reptilians, everything we've heard about?
Oh, yeah, there's good and bad reptilians, there's good and bad draconians, there's good and bad greys, and there's a group of angelic-looking Nordics from Orion that are so deceptive. They come across as highly advanced spiritual beings, and they're the ones to be really careful of, because they can be in front of you and they can appear as an angel of light. And I've dealt with them personally, and I assure you, George, I'm really telling you something very important there.
How often were you taken?
There were times in my life I was being taken on average of 2 to 3 times a week.
Oh, my gosh. And is it ongoing now, George, or has it stopped?
Oh, no, it's backed right off, because they no longer have power over me. There might be the odd one that still occurs, but they've got very good screening methods for the memory. So I have... out of all the experiences that I've had in throughout my life, I have very little recall. But even because if you look at the point that I've had so many, even that little bit of recall that I have is really profound.
What did they want with you? What were they after?
Okay, that's a very good question, George. What they're interested in is our genetics, because we hold all the codes to life in our genetics. So our genes, the Earth human genetics, are the most prized commodity for those who look at us that way, who view us as a commodity, and there's a group that does do that.
We're the creme de la creme out there, I guess, huh?
We are. We are human, George. We are human, which means God-man. And that's what people like Jesus were attempting to remind us of, is of what we are becoming. And we hold all the codes of the life in our genes, and so therefore we access more life force than any other life form in the world, in the universe. And so for those who are into power and control, they do it by manipulating life force. And so if they can manipulate the human race, it gives them access to great power.
George, were they trying to extract information from you, or were they trying to give you information?
There are some groups that manipulated me and gave me false information. I stood up in 2004 and said I was a member of the Galactic Federation of Light. And that was a difficult time for me, after that, because I realized what was going on. And this group is not here, and they don't have our best interests at heart. There will be many who will beg to differ with this point of view, but they really don't have the awareness of the greater picture, the greater scheme of things, because while we have this ruling, controlling structure on the planet, they don't realize that behind the scenes who's pulling the strings is an off-world cabal, and they are presenting themselves to this planet in various different forms at the moment through channelings, and that's the point I want to make, George. I'm not a channeler. I actually, the knowledge and wisdom that I share is from my own personal experiences, and so I'm not sharing information that has just been, I don't get downloaded by ETs, put it this way.
Okay. Do they get involved at all, George, with our affairs? Case in point, the Japanese earthquake and tsunami, the nuclear power leaks, the radiation everywhere. I would expect them to come in and save us. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's what this group wants, and that's what a lot of people expect, because we've been conditioned to function in that way, George. It's really important for us to understand that the beings of the true light want us to stand in our own power. You've got to realize how powerful we are. That's the most important thing out of all this. We have the power to change everything. And if we're just going to sit back and expect somebody else to do it, then that's falling into that trap. We're still continuing to give our power away. And it's very important that we begin to stand and shine our own true light, because we all have the Christ within, and we are truly magnificent beings.